You're listening to SBS News.
Our weekend sports preview begins with football. The A-League kicks off after what usually feels like the world's longest off-season. Melbourne Victory's marquee signing, Keisuke Honda, says he doesn't know much about his first-up A-League opponents. The Japanese great will make his debut for the defending champions in Saturday's local derby against Melbourne City. He says he is in top shape, though, after months of training since his last competitive match.
Yeah, I'm excited and, we have been training for 2 or 3 months and I have never done so far like this preparation. That's good experience, but finally we can play against Melbourne City on Saturday. I'm so excited.
The season kicks off tonight with Adelaide playing host to Sydney FC. Newcastle Jets travel to Wellington on Sunday before Perth face the Wanderers and Brisbane play the Central Coast Mariners. Mariners coach Mike Mulvey says his team heads into the new season hoping to integrate a few fresh faces.
You know, in Australia you have 18 weeks of pre-season, which is probably the longest pre-season in the world, but it gave us time. We've brought in, 15, 16 new players and you've got to assimilate them and get them working in a cohesive way. I'm quite happy where we are right now, and the acid test will be on us for on Sunday.
The W League kicks off next week. Rugby League and the Australian Kangaroos face Tonga on Saturday and will be looking to put in a more assured performance after falling to New Zealand last weekend. The match in Auckland is officially a sellout, with excitement reaching fever pitch within New Zealand's Tongan descent population. Kangaroos hooker Damien Cook says Australia has learned some valuable lessons from the loss to the Kiwis.
Yeah, no, it's been a really good week of training. Obviously, we've looked a bit of video and corrected a few things that we need to do. That easy fixes going into this week. It's like you said, it's a special moment for rugby league. They're a very passionate team and a very passionate country, and I'm sure they're going to have a lot of fans out there. It's sold out already, which is it's going to make for a great atmosphere for all of us.
Rugby and the Wallabies will be in training camp this weekend ahead of their third and final Bledisloe Cup test against New Zealand on October 27. Wallabies coach Michael Checker has denied there's a growing pressure on the team heading into the match. Australia avoided finishing last in the rugby championship with a comeback win against Argentina earlier this month.
I know everyone likes to think it's all been disastrous, but it actually hasn't been. There's plenty of good bits in there as well. We need to harness and use all of those and bring them forward into the tour, build on them so that we can get more consistent results.
The National Basketball League continues this weekend with the Sydney Kings looking for their first win of the campaign when they face the Adelaide 36ers tonight. While in cricket, Australia faces an uphill battle as the second test against Pakistan continues in the United Arab Emirates and the Invictus Games begin on Saturday. Wounded, injured and sick armed service personnel from 18 countries are in Sydney for the week-long competition. Darren Mara, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.